4HKX, channel 4NUE. 4HKX, channel 4NUE. Next station, stand 4VWA, channel 4NUE.
VWC.
Hey, Steve, you got just a minute? These are yes or no questions. So could you hear me? Over.
Sure, last night.
Last night.
You were a 7 and full quiet.
Could you hear AN, KL4HYC?
I saw the sheet, but yes, I believe I did just fine. Is that Ann Smith?
That's correct.
Oh no, Ann Smith was absolutely full scale, full quieting.
All right, how about Gary?
Gary, KI4DOS?
Correct.
Gary was about a 4 or approaching a 5 on my scale. He had just a slight amount of weeds in the background, but was fully readable, nice.
Yes or no would be great. No offense intended, but I'm almost done. I'm trying to get on with it. So, Steve Smith, KL4HYD, yes or no?
Yes, I could read him just fine. Slight weeds on it. If I'm remembering correct, I think I had him. I tell you what, you want me to run up to the house and get my sheet?
Well, if you just take a picture of it and text it to me, that'd be wonderful.
Well, I emailed it to your email last night.
Oh, okay. My bad. Then we're done. Steve, I've checked both email accounts, but I'm not seeing it from you. I am not seeing it from you.
@gmail.com, I think it was.
Hightower@gmail.com.
What I'll do, I'll run up there and I'll re-photograph of it and text it to you. How's that sound?
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful.
Oh, wait a minute. As you check your email, go to your spam file. Okay. Because, you know, I use that business email address, that X-ray maker, so... All right, well, I don't know what happened. I'm going to try to resend it again, and I'll text it to you also, okay? Look for that in the next 10 to 15. And if you would, when you see it and get it, give me a chance to walk back down here to the house, or to the man cave, and confirm on the radio for me.
Do that.
Roger, leaving my man cave and going to the house right as we speak.
4NUE, KN4CHY.
Hey, Keith, what's going on, bud? I was just fixing to give you a holler.
Interrupt then. Go ahead and holler.
Okay, so last night, I'm looking at the data here. And either you are way out in the boonies or you were not able to participate. I just want to confirm either way.
Did you get my report?
Not.
Fly it back to the address that it was sent to.
I'm not sure what's going on with that. I am having some issues with your email for some reason. Real quick, did you participate or was it just out in the distance issue?
A little bit of both. Hang on a second. I'll run down
it with you. Bit of white noise on you there. Can you say again?
Give me a second, I'll run down it with you. My my S meter is just a bar graph with seven segments on it. I'm not sure if it's a standard S meter or not. But I had Chris at a 1 out of 7, and I gave him a 2.5 on readability. I could hear him fine, copying fine. On Ed, I could hear him. He did not register on the S meter. I could not copy anything, but I did hear it.
Ed was not readable.
Roger. And then I had Gary. He was blinking the first segment on the S meter, so I give him a 0.5 out of 7. But I could copy him, but he did briefly drop below the noise level just once right toward the end of his transmission.
Okay, so I have Chris readable, Gary readable, anybody else readable?
Me, and I was kind of surprised that I could hear Chris, and then I couldn't hear James and Northern Pinky. So that kind of surprised me there.
Well, I'm filling the data out on this spreadsheet, and I'm shocked. I really am. My total score went. I lost the ability to communicate with 50% of the contacts I was able to do with the leaves off. So I'm not happy with my station right now.
I wonder how much band conditions attribute to it too, because I know it's been a week or so ago. KJ4TL John from down in Casey checked into the net, and he sounded like he was right next door to me. I was amazed at how good he sounded. I used to talk to him over on Billy's repeater a lot back before a tornado come through. Just for him to hit 6N as clear as he was, it was pretty amazing. Over.
So on the spreadsheet with your call sign, do you want your you want to go by Keith? Over. I appreciate you participating, and appreciate you working with me to get you on the log. So I'll get the spreadsheet to you when it's completed. I've got about 3 more stations I need to run down, but it's quite shocking for my station. I'm a little confused, though. It seems like there's a couple stations that went up, so I'm not exactly sure what to think of that. But at any rate, I'll get you on the log. Thank you, Keith.
And you need the info across the bottom of the form, radio and antenna and all that.
Do you have my cell phone number?
I do.
Yeah, roger that. Just take a picture of it and text it to me, and I'll keep it in the club folders.
Sure, I'll send it to you here shortly. KN4CHY, clear, listen.
KN4NUE, W4DJW, you still there?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Last time I didn't check with you, and you had to come back a few days later and ask me if I sent mine in, so I'm checking with you this time. I sent it in right after the meeting. Did you get it?
I do. Do you remember your score on the last matrix?
No, but I feel like I did better this time than I did last.
You were able to contact 9 people. I haven't got all of the data yet on who heard you, but the stations that I do have, it looks like you may have blew it out of the water. I mean, it looks pretty good. I'm still missing 6 stations, though. So, yeah, but 9 people heard you, and I'm going to say probably 10 or 11, what I have right now. Heard you, and you were able to hear 9, but looks like 10 or 11 heard you.
that's good to know. I switched over to the Yaesu this time because I was suspecting the TS2000, the Kenwood, might have a problem. And it appears it does. It's been an old standard, it's been a battleship, but I guess even battleships need maintenance every now and then. Probably have to check out the filters, but I appreciate it. I didn't want you going without it for a long time, thinking I was trying to send it in.
Yep, you sent it. So as soon as I get all this compiled, I'll send it out. Thank you, Dave. KM4 VWA, KO4 NUE. Be nothing heard. Standing by. Go ahead, Keith.
No.
I do. Got it right here in front of me. Appreciate that. So, I will be in touch because there's a little bit more to this matrix than just what you see. But as soon as I get all the data, I will contact you and explain how all this works. So just give me an opportunity to get all the data in.
And I've got the S meter down as, X out of 6, but that is actually X out of 7 that I noticed when I was talking to you. So I think it is, relative to a normal S meter.
Okay. Well, we'll get done with this. Probably have some discussions with Dave and see if maybe we can do one of these up on the Blue Ridge repeater or stations won't participate. See how that goes. But you did good. Not as good as others, but I mean you are way on out there. But I do appreciate you participating.
Please, like I said, I was real surprised how good I could hear Chris over there in Liberty. But I have a lot of instruction. I could do a lot better if I could get some help. Just don't have a lot of options.
Okay, well, let me get back to my matrix, and I'll be in touch. Thank you, Keith. KO4 NUE, standing by.
Have a good afternoon, KM4 CHY. Clearly.